So joining us now, once again, Christopher Buzz Conover, reporter at KUAZ Public Radio in Tucson. Did you get a load of that conversation about gun control we've been having this hour?
I heard a good portion of it.
I imagine you're having similar sorts of passionate discussions going on in Arizona close to the site of the violence over the weekend, yes?
Absolutely. Gun control has been an issue of debate here on and off for a couple of years as the laws in the state have been changing.
Well, the consensus among the guests that we had is that an idea of pre-screening for mental health is really unworkable. And listen, here's a psychiatrist, Sydney Westman, who's a listener to the program, who has this reaction.
I'm concerned that we have a host of people making all kinds of comments about the alleged shooter in Tucson who've never evaluated him, and I think that the dialogue is becoming confused and chaotic.
Donna Parada writes on our website, what's this gun sold for? A Glock which shoots 33 rounds, and as far as Second Amendment rights are concerned, this gun is to massacre people, not to protect oneself. Lindsay Knapp from Maine says, can we please have a serious discussion about handguns? I, too, live in a state where hunting is both a popular sport and a necessity, but there isn't a hunter around who uses a pistol to bag a deer. Be a part of the conversation at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Is any sort of pre-screening regime as a privilege or a condition for gun ownership workable in your view? You know how to reach us. So, Christopher Buzz Conover, how difficult does this make sort of questions of a jury pool, assuming that this even goes to trial, Jared Loeffner's case?
I think the first hint on that was the fact that even though Tucson has a federal courthouse, his first appearance was in Phoenix, which is more than 100 miles away from Tucson. So I think federal prosecutors have already begun thinking about that and got Loeffner out of Tucson for his first appearance. So I think they're definitely thinking about that. We still haven't seen state charges yet, but those are the federal charges.
And the federal charges involve attempting to kill a federal employee, attempting to kill a congressperson. The state charges would relate to sort of more traditional notions of murder, assault with a deadly weapon, those kinds of things, right?
Exactly. Unfortunately, the other victims, two of the victims who were killed were federal employees, and two of the victims, or three of the victims, counting the congresswoman, who were wounded were federal employees. The remainder of the 20 victims were not federal employees, so they will fall under the state charges, most likely.
And here's a couple of other comments I want to share with you, Buzz, from Pontiac, Michigan. There are so many firearms currently in circulation that any further discussion of gun control may already be academic. You know, James Brady, who was one of the people wounded in the Reagan assassination attempt back in the 1980s, became an advocate for gun control along with his wife. What do you think the profile of Gabrielle Giffords, the Democratic congresswoman, is likely to be, assuming she survives and returns?
You know, Congresswoman Giffords has always been very passionate on anything she takes on. You know, one of her big issues, for example, is solar energy, or has been up until this point. She's always been very passionate on it. So if she decides to get involved in the gun control debate, no doubt she will be a very passionate person on where she comes down on this debate. It wouldn't surprise me if she gets involved. At this point, I think we're all just hoping for a recovery, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if she got involved, and certainly she's going to be very passionate on it.
Well, the other big story here is this sort of miraculous moment in history where you can survive a bullet wound to the brain. We've seen traumatic brain injury as an issue in healthcare, whether we're talking about the veterans from the wars, people who survive car accidents who have it in the past, or shootings of this type. But what's the condition of the congresswoman right now, and how are people responding to the updates that the hospital has been giving?
The the condition is, and the last official update we got was 10 a.m. yesterday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time, and we will have another one later this morning. But the condition is no news is good news. They're still keeping her sedated, and then we'll bring her out of that sedation to a certain level on a very regular basis, checking her reactions. She was able to communicate with doctors, or at least respond to doctors through hand signs. She has a breathing tube in, so she can't verbally communicate, and it doesn't sound like they've brought her up to a level of non-sedation yet, where that may even be possible. There were questions in yesterday's briefing about her mental capacities, and the doctors said, we haven't even gone down that road yet. We're just seeing if she can, respond to simple commands. And those commands won't get much more complex, really, until they take her off the sedation and therefore remove the breathing tube.
Buzz Conover of KUAZ, when we were asking about gun control, one of our listeners responded, no changes should be made. The responsibility for this horrific shooting falls on the shoulders of the parents. We really haven't heard very much about Jared Loughner's family, although at 22 years old, he was still living at home. What do we know about his parents and their response to what happened?
We don't know much about his parents, actually. We know yesterday the FBI, there were reports they went to the house, and I don't want to refer to it as a standoff because that implies some very different things, especially right now. But there was a confrontation about whether or not the FBI was going to be allowed into the home. The media was camped out outside the home, so you can imagine the high stress on the parents. But we haven't heard a lot about the family at this point.
And, as you say, a stakeout outside the house, the media is sort of searching for facts and themes here. The wounded still remain in the hospital. Of course, principal among them, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who's still in critical condition. Christopher Buzz Conover, reporter at KUAZ Public Radio. We'll talk to you tomorrow, all right?
Thanks a lot.
All right. Join this conversation, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Your reaction to our discussion of gun control, the workability of gun control, or the emotional reaction. Is it even appropriate in this case?